to us. So we can work with our God and work with the church and the world of God and the citizens of the Father. church to bless the people with whom they are, and move with your dwelling with cheerful power. We've got to put the focus in the face of great people that have brutalized people and destroyed those. That's the background for the promises of God that we are now building now. So how do you feel when you see the new flowers of spring? So when you see that faith growing through the hope that gathers on the tree, as the new God begins to take through the bud and the leaves begin to unfurl, in the spirit promise, the precursor of warmer and more fruitful days to be seen in just around the corner. This is going to Isaiah as he unveils what God will do. The desert and the parched land will be brown. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly. And shout to God. The hostility of the land is about to go. The burning sand will become like a tomb. The thirsty ground bubbling spring. In the vault where jackals once dwelt, grass and leaves and papyrus will grow. Picture it, and we've got it. The turns and exile on a great highway through the Mediterranean desert, back to France, entering Zion, Jerusalem, and Sweden, gladness and joy overtaking them, and sorrow and sorrow and fury and wrath. In our lives, in our lives, we may have times of contentment, times when life is rosy, and while we are suffering, and all is well. I hope that has been so for you. But you will also have had other times, maybe more of them than the times when you did not have a time in the world. Times of worry, of hardship, times of illness, times of any of the other myriad of problems that befall us. Times of suffering are the norms in our lives. And so too are times of others, when society disappoints or seems utterly foreign. In Christian understanding, we are exiles in a foreign land. That means that our hearts cry out for home in what is a disordered and oppressive world. We cannot understand how lives can no longer account for anything. Indeed, how they are embraced as truth. How little things can hold strength. We quickly see how malevolent is the disregard for the poor of the earth. And yet we can do nothing about it, because we are too weak, too fearful, too uncertain to say it even ourselves. The world is too strong. But here is the fact in the promise of God. The remnant of the people of Judah did return from exile. That was fulfillment number one. The return came about, but how powerful that fulfillment was. If it were into Zion with sin, far from it. We predict that it was not enough to return. And in time there was some of us, but with much trouble and much hard graft along the way. The greater fulfillment was in Jesus Christ. Hear the words of Isaiah and recognize the deeds of our Lord. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like the door and the mute tongue shout for joy. And John the Baptist sent from prison to ask Jesus, are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? See how Jesus replies, go back and report to John what you see and hear. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are prone, the trust prayer, the Father writes, and give me peace the power to the poor. But you, Jesus, is God. I am the one whom I have called. Yet we know that there is more fear. Only yet by the highway which can truly be called the way of holiness. One of which it can be said, wicked things will not go back on it. Brothers, we know there is more to come. That is the core belief of our faith and the central pillar of this Advent period. The way of the redeemed, that is of those who fear and accept the call of God in their lives, and turn into Christ in repentance and faith, that way of the redeemed will open. This wonderful highway with no danger, no violence, safe by God, no wickedness, if his thoughts will not fall back from his path. This highway is open to all who choose it now. And this mortal life. And they will come to die in this peace. Everlasting joy will climb their hearts. Gladness and joy will overtake them. The sorrow and sorrow will flee away. Look about you. At our newspapers, at our world, at the distortions of life. And see what you can do. The past plans are with you. But those are the circumstances in which we live now. Look at yourself and know and offer up your weakness in the face of life as you know. Friends of whom we can and who will transform. And we make the desert blue and the unsteady leaf like a deer. And join those things. When Christ returns, will wear everlasting joy as